10 সেপ্টেম্বর 2016 অনুষ্ঠিত হতে যাচ্ছে ক্যাম্বেলটাউন সিটি কাউন্সিলের নির্বাচন। বাঙালি অধ্যুষিত এই অঞ্চলে এই কাউন্সিলের নির্বাচনের এবারই প্রথম অস্ট্রেলিয়ার লেবার পার্টির প্রার্থী হয়ে কাউন্সিলর হিসেবে মনোনয়ন পেয়েছেন বাংলাদেশি বংশোদ্ভূত মাসুদ রানা চৌধুরী। এই নির্বাচন নিয়ে কথা বলেছিলাম কাউন্সিল নির্বাচনের লেবার দলের দলপতি জর্জ ব্রি টিচ এভিচ এর সঙ্গে। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এই কথোপকথনটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে। Hi, George Bree Teach-Evich. Welcome to SBS Radio Bangla program. As you are leading the Labour team for the upcoming Campbelltown City Council election on 10th September, may I ask you, what is your agenda for this election?
Thank you for having us on the show again, Abu. Yeah, Labour for Campbelltown City Council, we've got a number of agendas we're running on. One is saving our scenic hills. We're fortunate enough that since 1972 we've had a scenic protection area that's a buffer zone from Liverpool and Camden councils, and that's under threat because the Catholic Cemeteries Crematorium Trust has put in a zoning application to have it rezoned so they can develop a very large cemetery in the scenic hills. So that'll actually be decided on this afternoon or this evening by the Joint Regional Planning Panel. So that's very important to us. Also on local infrastructure for the community, especially our youth. Recently we got four tennis courts converted to basketball, futsal and volleyball courts at Macquarie Fields, and we're looking to do that at other places for the youth of our area. We also want to create a major regional park at Macquarie Fields or Ingleburn. It's a park called Milton Park, and there's an example of this at Mount Annan, which was done by Camden Council, and we want to do that at Macquarie Fields at Milton Park, but not only for those kids with ability, but those kids with special needs and vision impaired. So it'll be a regional park for the whole community. We've also got a great team within council. Part of that team is Masood Chowdhury from the Bangladeshi community, and I'm proud to have Masood on our team. Masood has been a Labor Party member for over 23 years. He's lived in Minto for 19 years. Him and his wife, Sunette, have got three lovely children that they've educated at Minto. They've lived there for 19 years. And I'm really proud to have Masood on our team that represents the Bangladeshi community, but also the Campbelltown community. And we do have a large Bangladeshi community within the Campbelltown.
Fast-growing community in the area.
It is.
As you're going to develop the cemetery, is that cemetery for the all religion or for just for one religion?
It is a multi-faith cemetery, or that's what they're suggesting it will be. But it's actually run by the Catholic Cemetery Crematorium Trust, but it will be a we're against it, but if it gets through, the application is for multi-faith, but it will be run by the Catholic Cemetery Trust, which runs Rookwood Cemetery and a number of other cemeteries. It's not only the Catholic faith, but multi-faith cemetery application, but like I said, Abu, we're completely against it. We want to keep our scenic hills. You know, there's a lot of development out in southwest Sydney, and if they want some land, they can buy some land that's not part of the scenic protection area.
One more thing that you mentioned about Masood Chowdhury, the Bangladeshi-born, the Labour candidate for this election. The Bangladesh community in Campbelltown is currently growing faster. So do you have any plans, especially for the Bangladeshi community, or in general, for the community?
Well, generally, we're supportive of the community and we appreciate the growth that they have. And when I was putting the team together, I was looking for a person of Bangladeshi background who's a Labor Party member but also a member of the Campbelltown community. And Masood fitted all that criteria, and I'm really proud to have him on the team. But being local council, we're more about the local community. Of course, we're representative of all communities, but we haven't got any specific plans to say for the Bangladeshi community itself, but we feel that they're part of the Campbelltown community. So all the things we're doing as Labor on Campbelltown City Council is for the Bangladeshi community and all communities of Campbelltown.
As we understand from the community, the whole greater community, they don't have any big hall like to accommodate 500, 700 people for the function, wedding and other things. Do you have in your mind to build one community centre or community hall like this?
I do have in mind, actually, Masood only brought that up with me yesterday, because we've got some nice halls or community centres around here, being the Blair Athol Community Centre or the Ron Moore Community Centre at Minto, but you could probably only fit 100 and 120 people, probably be nice for birthday parties or small events. But as I was telling Masood, Glenfield is part of the Glenfield to MacArthur Corridor Strategy, and council has some large land holdings and a very old hall there. So I can see potential of possibly developing something a lot bigger. I'm not quite sure if we can get up to the 500 mark, because obviously there's a lot of cost involved, but definitely it's part of our consideration, and it's something that Masood's brought up with me personally yesterday. So I can see potential at Glenfield, because that'll be going major redevelopment, and council there has got a very large land holding, and there's a current community hall, which, well, Abu, I think it's probably older than me, and I'm in my 40s. So, so there's definitely potential, and Masood has brought that issue up to me, which is a fantastic thing to do, because I know I'm of, a non-English-speaking background, being Croatian, and when we have weddings, they're usually around the 400, 450 mark, so I can appreciate that.
What's your plan with the peoples with disability? As we have been reported that not enough parking space for the disabled drivers in Campbelltown Council area. Do you want to improve that?
Yes, Ingleburn CBD, or the Central Business District, is undergoing we've just had traffic and parking studies done, and it's actually going to get redone. We're getting marked crossings and more mobility parking. We've just released a booklet on mobility parking, and it should be available on our website too, to show where mobility parking is. But with Ingleburn, there'll be an increase as well as, the structure or the changing of crossings and parking and line marking. One thing I did achieve was Ingleburn, there's a little policing centre which is not really used, and it had three police parking spots marked in blue. And through a motion I put through the City Works Committee, we wrote to the local commander there, and he agreed that two out of those three spots was changed to police/ mobility or handicap parking. We're always looking for opportunities to increase mobility parking, but Ingleburn is going under some change in the very near future.
Talking about the police, just having a point with the police, that there is a police station in Campbelltown and in Glenfield, but the Minto 1 and Minto area is growing very fast. So there is no police station there. So do you think there should be one police station?
There are police stations in Macquarie Fields and Campbelltown, but those cars are always out and about, and I'm sure would respond to crime quickly. I don't think there's any plans for any new police stations within our local government area. But saying that, I can envisage areas like Leppington and Edmondson Park and sort of out that way probably in the future. But that's sort of out of council's reach. That's more of a state government issue.
George, thank you very much for joining us in SBS Radio Bangla program.
Thank you, Abu. I really appreciate it. And if I could just remind those that want to support Masood and the Labor team, we're Box H, and to support Masood, we actually have to vote above the line. So if they put one in the H box above the line, they'll be supporting Labor and Masood. So really,
yeah, the Masood is the first time the Bangladeshi-born candidate in this council.
It is, and we're very proud to have him on the team, and that's why we need everyone. People might think they're doing Masood a favour by putting one next to his name, but it's actually by doing one above the line in the H box, you're doing Masood and the Labor team a favour. So thank you very much. We're very proud to have Masood on our team.
Thank you. এতক্ষণ ক্যাম্বেলটাউন সিটি কাউন্সিলের নির্বাচন নিয়ে লেবার দলের দলপতি জর্জ ব্রিটিচ এভিচ সঙ্গে কথোপকথনটি শুনলেন।